Let me take this opportunity to thank this church and you, its people, for this opportunity. It is a joy to be here with my friend of many, many years, who has mentioned our longevity. That's a joke. I was thinking as the choir sang that enormously beautiful hymn, and thinking about how life has a way of bringing us back to those people who have guided our paths, believed in us when we did not necessarily believe in ourselves, who nurtured us, prayed for us, and although they are not in the world as we know it, but who continue to pray for us, even in glory. I did work with Martin Luther King Jr. I also worked with his wife, Coretta Scott King, as executive director of the Martin Luther King Jr. Center for Nonviolent Social Change in Atlanta, Georgia. It was my privilege to know Daddy King and Mama King, the parents of Martin Luther King Jr., their children when they were children, so many wonderful people, unnamed, not known, but whose commitment to justice and righteousness enabled this country to glimpse its own creeds and its own beliefs for a period of time. In a time when there is reform and change in history, there is usually a reaction to the change. And in a very strange and fascinating way, the election of President Barack Obama, while certainly a reality that caused many people to be joyful, to recall the work of Martin Luther King Jr. In some ways, the president's election, Barack Obama's election, was the kind of a fulfillment of the American dream that had not yet become realized except through his presidency. Today is another story, and I will close this part by thanking Peggy and the parents and the grandparents and the uncles and the aunts and all the rest who brought the children forward. Because I was reminded of my childhood in a little church in North Philadelphia, not nearly as beautiful or as this church, but where people did love us and loved us into the people that we have become. They taught us a song, which is the essence of my sermon. I hope you will agree. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come into my heart. Come into my heart. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. Let's all sing this. Come in to my heart. Come in to my heart. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. Come in to come in to stay. Come in to my heart, Lord Jesus. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts together be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Little did I know as a child being taught that song. I cannot remember when I heard it. I might have been 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 years old, but I was always in church because my grandmother took me. And as I have grown, and as I thought about this brief message this morning, it came to me as I studied for this event that the ancient Hebrews used the heart. They saw the heart as a comprehensive indication of the inner person that makes us who we are. And that for God, the heart, for the ancient Hebrews, it was the focus, the locus of their will, their thought, their feeling, and their action. Proverbs 16th chapter says, "The heart knows its own bitterness, and no stranger shares its joys." Thus, for the ancient believers, the heart was the center of who we are. And when we are admonished to love the Lord with all our hearts, all our souls, all our minds, all our strength, and our neighbors as ourselves, we do so because the God of our hearts is the God of our creation. For this God created each and every one of us in God's own image and likeness. Our God is a God of love, a God of justice, certainly a God of welcome. You and I, loved by this God, are called upon to do the same for each other. There are people in the world who wish to make for divisions, to keep people apart, to tell us how different we all are from one another, based upon race, perhaps, our color, perhaps, our ethnicity, perhaps, our social statement, perhaps, whatever it is. But the God of our hearts knows better than that. And we reflect that God by how we speak. The loving heart does not speak hatred. The loving heart does not speak division. The loving heart loves. Loves. Our heart becomes the transmitter of who we are. Search me, the scripture says, 139 Psalm. Search me. Because you know me. And if there is any wicked thing in me, in my heart, in your heart, the psalmist prays that God will free them from that. And they know that until they are freed from that, God cannot claim them as God's own. We are called to guard our hearts. Martin Luther King Jr.'s father, who we call Daddy King, would often say that he was not going to let hatred enter his heart. Now, I was a young guy in those days, and I didn't quite get it. But I think I'm getting a little clearer now. What he was saying was that to allow hatred to enter his heart would then be a reflection of what he said and what he did and how he acted and how he felt about other people. And in that way, he would be dishonest to the God who created him and called him into being and called him to be his minister. We are all called, you and I, by the God who claims us. And so much in our world would tear us apart. But there is this thing of Jesus who comes into the world. There's an old song that I knew many, many years ago. It says, "Seeking for me, seeking for me. Oh, it is wonderful. How could it be? God is seeking for you and me." The salvific commitment of the gospel is to welcome those of little heart, transforming that little heart into a gigantic expression of fellowship and brotherhood and sisterhood for all of us. Maybe that's what the elders were trying to get us little kids to put into our hearts. Come into our hearts. We sang that song. We did not understand its profundity then, but I think we're getting it better now. Come in today and come in to stay. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Our tongues are the verbal indication of where our hearts are. People can say some mean, cruel, nasty things. But that's not a pure heart. That's not a pure heart. That's not a clean heart. That is a heart filled with the debris of life that moves people to say terrible things, to do terrible things to each other. The little people in my church, they didn't have very much, and I'm closing now. They did not have a whole lot at all. But they had hearts big enough to share with each other and to share with little children like myself then. I went to a private school in Philadelphia, a Quaker private school in Philadelphia, as a scholarship student. I was on a half scholarship. I was in the seventh grade. There was a black girl in my class who had gotten there in the fall, and I arrived at Friends Select in the early part of the new year of 1954. In our class, we were the only persons of color in our class, but we were the only persons of color in the entire upper school. My mother was a chambermaid in a hotel. She made $30 a week when she could work. She had rheumatic fever when she was a senior in high school, some years before I was born, and it weakened her heart. And she couldn't work very much. There was no Medicaid, no Medicare. She couldn't get any kind of insurance because she had a condition. So we struggled, my grandmother, my grandfather, and my grandmother. The people at that little church that taught me come into my heart. Would greet me on Sunday morning, extend their hand, and when I grasped their hand, there would be a crumbled dollar bill, usually a dollar bill, occasionally a $5 bill, but usually a dollar bill. And they would say to me, my nickname's Mousy, they would say, "Mousy, this is just a little something. It's not much, but it's to encourage your heart." Because of their hearts, my heart was encouraged. And it provided me with a witness. That love is real. And that we can love one another despite the vicissitudes of our lives, despite the challenges of our lives, we can love one another and we can work together to make change. We can work together to make a difference in the circumstances of not only our lives, but the circumstances of many lives in our countries of origin, as well as in the countries of the world. Come into our hearts. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Come in today. Come in to stay. Come into our hearts, Lord Jesus. Amen.